That's the worst.
Feedback. You gave us feedback. This is your feedback. We read your feedback. It's solo feedback. We love your feedback. Keep sending feedback. It's solo feedback. You heard me right. Solo feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback.
Meaning, only one brother.
Brother, 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 brother.
Remains. This is Ryan Vaughn of The Worst Podcast. My brother John Vaughn is on vacation. Look at us. Just taking vacations in the middle of a season. I mean, that's what happens when you're at the top of the mountain. Hiatuses, special guests, guest hosts. But today for the feedback, it's sadly just me, so I hope you like my voice. Because there's actually quite a bit of feedback.
Be more constructive with your feedback.
As I'm looking through here. But I'll try to keep it brief for you. Start your Monday on the right foot. First comes from Ed Long. And his was, I think we called him out last week for not having contributed, especially to the Last Jedi episode. So here's Ed's excuse. My only excuse for lack of feedback is whenever I have a moment to write, something suddenly comes up. Obscure Marsha Brady reference.
Something suddenly came up. Something suddenly came up. Something suddenly came up.
Very obscure. Fortunately, I've been listening faithfully to each episode since I am the cheapest person you know. And if I'm going to pay $12 a month, I better listen to every second of content. It's $11.
11.
So I think we're giving you $11 worth easily. The last feedback I gave was for Guillermo Del Ferry. So moving forward from there, I enjoy the Mighty Ducks episode, even though I have not seen the movie in over 2 decades. Because of that fact, I must agree with the worst pick of your accurate and well-thought-out episode. I greatly enjoyed Formasano being angry about the limousine driving on the ice. He seemed genuinely concerned about the kid's safety. Fortunately, Joff did a great job of reeling in Formasano when it seemed like Chris was going a little bit off the rails with his anger. On to Space Jam, and speaking of Chris going off the rails, his disdain for Sean Bradley bordered on insanity. I'm not sure, but it's entirely possible that Formasano was abducted by the Bradley family as a child and raised as a eunuch in the Bradley family compound. Very, very Mormon. That is the only logical reason for him to be so upset at this Stormin' Mormon. Finally, as the number one Sheev Palpatine apologist in the world. I must tell you that the actual worst thing about The Last Jedi is its absolute lack of Sheev content. Very true.
Oh, it's true! It's damn true!
I mean, he's not even whispered of in this movie. His name is not even mentioned. As far as the movie itself, The Last Jedi is very enjoyable to watch and is in my top 3 favorite Star Wars films. The three of you did an excellent job of critiquing the movie and pointing out what few flaws there actually are. Looking forward to whatever movie you serve us this week, since that is all you seem to do for my precious $12. Love you both. Using dang. It's very southern of you, Ed, to use dang. If you start busting out gal dern, I might have to, we might have to stop reading your feedback on air. Gal Dern or Daggum? Might have to ban you. So it wouldn't be feedback without a raven from Eric Ravens.
Ravens. We need to send ravens.
And it's not, because I have some. I have a raven. On the email versus text feedback deal, the secondary reasoning after, quote, sometimes wanting to speak directly to the top, unquote, that was me, is that I'll send an email for a more in-depth analysis versus a text for when I'm just sending out quick hitters. It's not a science, and I understand relatively my texts and emails are both pretty hefty ravens.
Ravens.
But it's my system. For the episodes where you were out, that's me because this was a text, I wasn't sure if you were taking text feedback, so I sent those to the email. Also, yes, I definitely was just pulling your leg about shitting on your comeback performance with the Jedi episode. I figured it's all in good fun. I mean, we just like razzing each other, you know. That's just how it goes. With that all said, way to be topical by bringing up Hitler in this episode. That is sarcasm. I noticed there were no wonky shopping cart wheel mentions, and I think you could have put Hitler into that category if you were looking from the lens of the 30s and 40s, just saying, but good push anyway. I also want to agree on coverage being the worst and say that there is so much more to say on that as well. I remember, quote, doing an internet and stumbling across a video on the YouTube that was comparing, I think, NBC coverage of gymnastics against BBC coverage or another non-American channel. And the NBC coverage would be panning on athletes drinking water, wiping sweat, and picking wedgies, while the other channel would actually be panned on the current athletes performing. In other words, NBC was choosing to film wedgie picking over non-American world-class athletes flying through the air in spectacular fashion. And that kills me. It fits right in with everything else you discussed, too, on bad coverage and on country pride, because who even cares about watching the non-American athletes? Right, true. So that one got me fired up. I'll just end this here, honestly, because I agree with all the other points you made. Metal envy, complaints, country pride, sports choices, etc. Well played, sirs. Misters. Mr. Jonathan and Mr. Ryan. We're the misters. Well played, sirs. Thank you, Eric Ravens, for your continued support. There's a reason you're listener one. And you never let us forget it. Another thing that should factor into your his listener one status or the Matt Flow competition is bringing new listeners to the show. And I say that to set up this next portion of feedback from Catherine Futrell, who is in the Raven camp of worst podcast fans. He brought her to the show. Now she's a regular contributor. I mean, that's what a listener one does. So you guys better get on the stick, as it were. I may not be a smart woman, but I know what feedback is. Forrest Gump, Catherine Futrell. Sort of a Michael Scott thing going on there. I'm not going to sit here and say that Adam Sandler is highbrow comedy, but sometimes you just want to laugh at something incredibly silly, and Adam Sandler delivers almost every time. Does he? Save for the movie Jack and Jill. Now, Catherine, I don't know if you've heard our Sandler episode, which we did, that was our second episode, I think, ever.
The worst episode ever.
And the winner was Jack and Jill was the worst thing about the worst Adam Sandler movie. So I hope that that was just kismet that you noted that. Back to Catherine. I disagree strongly about your take on track and field. My favorite race to watch is steeplechase. It's not even 10 minutes long, but they cut away to commercials and other events. No, I want to see them leap over every hurdle. They even cut away to the previous race and interview the athlete, painfully out of breath, during the current race. One of the times they did that, we missed two athletes falling, changing the outcome of the race significantly. I won't say that every second is action-packed, and I also don't think watching the entire 10K or marathon is necessary, but races shorter than 15 minutes should be shown in full. I can't disagree with that. A 10-minute race, there's going to be some heat there, right? I mean, but the other ones is just obnoxious. And, yeah, I think we were just laughing at steeplechase in general, just like, hey, let's do track, but just, like, put some puddles in there. That's just funny. I think steeplechase is as compelling as any other race. Catherine continues, I think I'm in the minority, though, because I have negative levels of hand-eye coordination, so watching sports involving a ball is always boring to me, except tennis. I like that, minus the grunts. Well, you're missing out on a lot of tennis if you don't like the grunts and moans. Another thing I dislike greatly about the Olympics are the extreme close-ups they give of the athletes. Usually this is individual-based sports, right before their race. So instead of using those 15 to 20 seconds to be in the zone, they have to stare at and wave at the camera. But they only close up the important ones, so it's like a popularity contest. I find myself wondering if the athletes know they're being ignored, or if they don't find out until they see a replay of the race. As the viewer, I do not benefit in any way from seeing them close up. I'm sure the athletes feel awkward. They definitely know. Like, when Phelps was swimming, every swimmer in every race was like, no one gives a shit about me. The camera won't pan to me ever, unless I drown. Like, if I drown, I might get some camera time. Another thing I think is the worst is the gymnasts and basketball players have to stand next to each other for photo ops because, haha, we're different heights. That's actually a good one. Just Simone Biles and Kevin Durant. Just like, look, guess what, guys? I'm short, but I'm tall. Like, literally, I get it. Gymnasts are less than 5 feet. Basketball players are 6.5+. Ha ha, good one, guys. Can't wait to see another photo in 4 years. I agree with you guys about the sports that either aren't sports or don't belong in the Olympics. It's weird to see someone getting a medal for shooting the best or for someone skateboarding when that doesn't belong there. I also think that Hitler belongs in Bizarro, the worst podcast, because, you know, Nazis. Yeah, it's probably true. It was my sexy pick. What am I going to say? It was my sexy pick. Because you made it to the end of my lengthy feedback, here's a treat. Imagine me, age 16, running my first steeplechase. I spent months training on hurdles in preparation for this. I get to the starting line and forget all my form and have to jump on every hurdle. That slows you down a lot and makes you more tired. So by the time I got to the last water jump, I was so exhausted I misjudged and fell in the water. See, that seems like the best part of the race. Truly, fully submerged. I had to finish the race drenched in dirty water and came in last place. And for reference, it was half the distance of the Olympic race, and I took longer than 10 minutes. So basically, I'm the opposite of an Olympian. Oh, also, there was another race, I wasn't in this one, where someone put goldfish in the pit, and everyone's spikes crushed them to death. Oh, man, that sounds like a senior prank, bro. Putting fish in the bottles. Or pit, as it's called, apparently. Is that a industry term, Catherine? Oh, man, hit the hurdle, went through the pit. Thank you, Catherine. Good stuff. I don't disagree. The gymnast next to basketball players is classic. That's a good one. We miss that one for sure. Banish, my boy Banish, dropped me a couple. Summer Olympics feedback. First off, I need to go out of my way to thank Mr. Jonathan for all he does each week and every week. Of course, you always do a great job with the podcast, even though sometimes you don't get any feedback. Guess you cover it all. Yeah, that's one way to look at it. But yeah, props to Mr. Jonathan from Banish, among others. I've watched little of this year's Olympics. I mean, I did try. We have the Olympic Channel, too, on DirecTV, but I'm not sure what is live from yesterday or the future. I do think there are many more events that can be added. Frisbee golf. I mean, it was on ESPN2, so that means something. A little frolf in there.
Learn to play frolf.
You mean golf?
Frolf! Frisbee golf, Jerry! Golf with a frisbee!
Kayaking. Not just the slalom that they have this year, but the whole mountain whitewater rafting thing. Lots of drama. So, like, canoe slalom. Birding? Like the Big Year movie with Steve Martin. That movie was rough. See how many species you can identify in 2 weeks. Epic. Jewelry making. Of course, there would be a men's and women's division. Ballroom dancing. Actually, maybe this is already is one. Actually, I think it was. It might have been an exhibition sport 1 year. They do it on ice for the Winter Games. Yeah, youth sports. I mean, some of the sports are already youth sports. I'm talking about Little League for the big sporting events like basketball, baseball, handball, golf, tennis, and soccer. Do it for the kids. Don't they have kids Olympics? No, that's just the Special Olympics. NFL football. Just have a bunch of superstar American teams so we can add to our medal count. People would find that one to watch. I've seen so many memes in the last 3 weeks that are like, imagine like a French cornerback trying to tackle like Zeke Elliott. Like, the whole NFL thing, like, why don't we have football, like American football in the Olympics? Like, then we'd kill everybody. It's like, yeah, because no one plays it, you idiots. I'm not saying Banish is clearly joking here about that, but the legit people who are posting things like, oh, could you imagine Khalil Mack and, like, a guy from Spain. Vanish continuing. Why are golf and tennis Olympic sports? Is that like every week they play? I don't know what that means. And I think map flow should be changed to gold, silver, and bronze. More swag for more listeners. Okay. We'll take that note. Maybe expand it. you're still in fifth, Doug. So you'd have to bust your ass to get in the medal rounds. And then a few days later, he sent me this: rock climbing is an Olympic sport. Rock climbing. And also cornhole should be added.
Everyone's laughing and riding and cornholing except Buster.
I don't disagree with the cornhole thing. Yeah, I know you're kidding, but the rock climbing, I was so pissed too, because there's the one where it's like you race to the top and like hit the buzzer. And they're not even climbing. They're all harnessed in, so you can't fall. So like, how is rock climbing challenging without the fear or the possibility of falling and breaking your neck? It's like these guys just, there's a course set up, and they go one-on-one. It's like, on your mark, get set, go. And they just walk up the wall like Spider-Man. On all fours, and they hit the thing. They're basically being pulled up by a harness. Like, that's, I hate to be the guy, but I'm like, I could do that. If you eliminate the possibility of falling to your death, like, what is the point of rock climbing? Like, what's the challenge in it? What's the sport in it, I guess? So, Jay Price, I'm honored to be reading your feedback in my brother's stead. I would have appreciated a deep dive into some of the asinine sports that are still included in the Summer Olympics, but I came to discover that John actually likes all the obscure stuff. But for everyone else, a brief list of events that were actually in the Olympics. Solo synchronized swimming, 84 to 92. Synchronized with what? Probably like the music. Like they had to, you know, time it to the music, maybe? Horse long jump. Horse high jump. Yeah, at some point, they should have just had a horse Olympics. Right, if that was the case. Live pigeon shooting. Pistol dueling. I remember that. 1912. Actually involved shooting at a mannequin, but still. Shooting a man in the chest was an Olympic sport. Poodle clipping. Ouch. And sadly, events that still exist. Race walking. That's when you do the speed walk with your, and you shake your hips. Dressage. Horses dancing. Fun fact, Pete Todenhagen's mom, Todenhagen's mom was an Olympic alternate for dressage. I think that's an old Clarence dude. And sailing, which we mentioned. We mentioned sailing. Sports that are not in the Summer Olympics. Lacrosse. I'm aware of that. It's an exhibition sport, and hopefully it'll be a sport by 28. I got a full rundown of the whole ordeal that it is to get a sport into the Olympics. It's got to be an exhibition first and all this other stuff. Cricket, which is massively popular around the world. Darts being considered for the 2024 games, actually. Other topics: cardboard beds for athletes so they don't have sex with each other. But they do. All the fucking, we didn't mention that. Olympic fucking. It should basically be another sport added. Just the, yeah, there's always those stories of just everybody's riddled with STDs, and there's like barrels of condoms in the hallways or something. The mascots, example London, and he sent this picture of the London mascots, and they look like white minions, but taller and angrier. I don't even know how to describe it. And then staying at a resort in Lake Placid for a wedding and realizing that all of the maids, bartenders, and valets are Olympic hopefuls or has-beens. It's too good. Thank you, Jay, of course. I think that's it for feedback this week. I hope I did it justice. Because it was your feedback, your solo feedback, my solo feedback. We love your feedback. Keep sending feedback so we can feedback you on your feedback. We love your feedback. Don't be the worst.